Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Abatement Appeals Board. I would like to remind everyone to please mute yourself if you're not speaking and to turn off all electronic devices. The first item on the agenda is roll call. President Chavez.
Here.
Vice President Newman.
Here.
Commissioner Alexander Toot.
Here.
Commissioner Calamucci.
Here.
Commissioner McLeese.
Here.
Commissioner Ming.
Here.
And Commissioner Williams.
Here.
And we have a quorum. And next is our land acknowledgement. If someone would like to read it for me.
New commissioner.
I can do it.
The Abatement Appeals Board acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all people who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from the living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Thank you. And next, for any members of the public that are listening in, the public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001. The access code is 2664-502-5321. And the WebEx webinar password is 0820. And next is the oath. Will all parties that are giving testimony today please stand? Are you testifying? Are you speaking today? Or no? Yeah, yes, please, just please stand. Okay. Raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge? Okay, thank you. Maybe seat it. Okay. And next, regarding the appeal, the department will present first. The department has 7 minutes to speak, and then the appellant has 7 minutes. There will be public comment. There's 3 minutes of public comment, and then rebuttal. The department has 3 minutes, and the appellant has 3 minutes. Okay. And next is item B, approval of minutes. Discussion and possible action to adopt the minutes for a regular meeting held on July 16, 2025. Is there a motion to approve the minutes or any corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
So there's a motion by President Chavez and a second by Vice President Newman. Is there any public comment on the minutes? Seeing none, are all commissioners in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then the minutes are approved. Thank you. Next, we have item C, new appeals, order of abatement. Case number 6951, 28 6th Street. Complaint number 202-426-041. Owners of record and appellant, Joseph Benveniste. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the December 18, 2024 order of abatement and assessment of costs, requesting, among other things, another opportunity for their case to be heard.
Oh. Maybe we...
Switch the order?
Switch the order.
Okay.
I would check with the president first.
Yeah. Oh.
So that we can... So ask.
Okay, so...
Just announce that the appellant is
Just making a statement that the appellant is not present yet. Are you okay with President Chavez with us reversing the order and I guess to allow time?
Yes. Okay. Is anybody?
Any objections? Objection.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Then we're going to go to the second case, number 6955-2543, 16th Avenue. Complaint number 202182719. Owners of record and appellant, Tina Resvanian. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the February 5th, 2025 order of abatement and assessment of costs, and that the order of abatement assessment of cost be reversed and withdrawn.
Okay. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Mauricio Hernandez, Chief Building Inspector for Code Enforcement. The violation number is 2021-8279-719. Case summary, the case involves an unpermitted interior and exterior work beyond the scope of the issued permit, including the removal of entire portion of the residence, significant ground disturbance, and construction of a new frame room at the ground level without the required permits or inspections. The violation is subject to enforcement under San Francisco Building Code as a section 106.8.47, work requiring permit, penalty assessment and monthly monitoring fees, require corrective actions, file permit within plans within 30 days and obtain permit within 60 days. Plans must include framing details and either demonstrate the rear room was previously legalized or proposed legalization and return to prior condition. The permit must clearly state to comply with notice of violation 2021-827-119. All required inspections must be completed to abate the violation. A note of abatement was issued with requirements. All permits required for compliance must be completed and final within 30 days. The appellant requests is the appellant is seeking reconsideration of the abatement order and is requesting additional time to complete work and final inspection. The staff recommendation is to uphold the order of abatement and impose the assessment of cost. The violation remains unresolved and no permit has been completed or final. Staff again recommends to uphold the order of abatement. I do have a new update. We do have an inspection scheduled for today to final the permits. So code enforcement will be okay if the case is returned to us.
If the case is returned, can you?
Yeah, so even though we're requesting the order of abatement to be upheld, we just had new information this week that the appellant has actually scheduled for inspections for today to final the permits. So.
Okay. And you said you're okay with it being returned to you. What do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I just got to go on record saying that we're willing to work with the owner since we know that there's a final inspections today.
Does that change your recommendation for upholding the order of abatement?
At this point, since we want to see what happens at the finals, whether the permits are final today, we do have, like I said, they do actually schedule for today in the morning. So I'm not sure if the owner is going to actually give us more information about that as well.
Okay. When was that scheduled?
It's scheduled on, I have the schedule on the 19th. On the 19th.
Is that yesterday?
So yesterday, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Alexander,
can I ask a process question? Are we able to, this is theoretical because we haven't had the hearing yet, but are we, instead of putting this off till next month, are we able to, if in other circumstances we would have upheld the department's assessment, are we able to pass a motion that would say, unless the permit is issued today, that everything is upheld, and if it is not upheld, then, or if the permit is not issued today, then, I'm sorry, if the permit is issued today, then we do not uphold the determination of the assessment of fees, and we allow the department to go with it. Like a twofold thing, right? Like, and if we don't get the permit today, then we uphold the assessment of costs.
Well, you've made similar decisions in the past where you've held orders of abatement in abeyance for 30 days or so, allowing them to complete everything. I'd say you could do it for
okay,
a
so
week
we can,
if you want. Yeah.
So my recommendation to the president would be that we continue with the hearing today.
We're still in the presentation.
Oh, I thought we were moving to action and possibly moving this. Okay.
Continue with your...
No, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, the appellant, come forward.
Hi.
And you have 7 minutes to speak if you like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the violation... I believe was in order for us that we got our first permit, which included kitchen, bathroom, these type of renovations, and then at the same time we were getting a got renovation permit for the entire house, which was under process in the planning. And during that time, we didn't know that we cannot do some of the demolition. Some of the demolition, because it was a sunroom that didn't have walls, really. So we took those off, and we got violation, and we got a fine of $2,000 at that time. And we went to the Department of DBI and, printed a set of copies that they had. And I thought that this is under control. I didn't know that. There's something else to be done. And then the next permits got approved, and we continued. And the reason that it took until now is that it took a long time for the first permit. It took 1.5 years for us to get the permit accepted. And then it was at the same time of COVID and all of that, and it took until now. And the reason that we couldn't schedule the permit up until last week was that we had a lot of special inspections for example, plumbing and things like that, that required third parties. And apparently some of them are just new code, and therefore we couldn't get, for example, errors evaluators to do those. So we had to figure out a long time. We have a really long set of threads of email that eventually, with the help of DBI inspectors, we were able to figure out what to do. And then we then were able to schedule our final inspection, which the first available date was today morning. And now this is our first time trying to get the final, and we hope that the House will pass. But it would be really good to have that 30-day in case they have different recommendations. Normally, I've heard that they have recommendations to do this, to improve this or this part, and then again schedule the final so that we can have the time to do those things that will be recommended or required from us. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Does that conclude your testimony?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Can you see that? Okay. Is there a public comment on this item? Okay, no public in person. Is there any remotely? Okay. Then rebuttal. Is there a staff rebuttal?
No rebuttal.
Okay, thank you. Does the appellant have any rebuttal? Ma'am? No. Okay, thank you. Then there will be deliberation of the commission or the board. Questions or?
If I could just add, the appellant did come in and speak with me late last week, and I informed her it was too late to cancel this hearing. We'd already notified everybody, but she does seem to be efforting in the right direction to get this completed. There's a healthy inspection history here, and she's going through the process. When she talked about special inspections there, she was actually talking about the Title 24 energy conservation measures that needed to be complied with, just to clarify. Okay.
Commissioner Alexander Tutte.
I have a question for the appellant. I see the permit or review, the case went is on our tracker, is started in July of 2022. Can you just walk through, like, you got the notice of violation, when did you get the permit, when did construction begin, kind of really just outline, like, where you are in the process?
Yes. So we bought the house in July of 21. Our first permit, which was an over-the-counter permit for kitchen, bathrooms, was, I don't have the dates because all of the folders are with my husband that is doing the permit, but I believe it was like a few months after we bought the house, and then the first original permit took about 1.5 years to get approved because it had both planning and building sections. So it became 21 July 22 was first we talked with the contractor to do our project, especially because it had structural side. And then while doing that, we realized that we didn't have to close some of the windows because it would have been it was already accepted because it's grandfathered in, and we didn't want to close them if possible. So we added, we requested another revision, and then so in general we did 4 or 5 revisions. And then because it took so much time, and some, for example, we wanted to buy wood and it was supply chain problem, there wasn't wood. We wanted to buy beam for taking out some of the columns. We couldn't, we had to either wait or buy the beams really more expensive. So for some of them, we waited. And therefore, the whole project took really long. And then we were able to like finish the project, but about like maybe 4 months now. But it took a lot of time for us to figure out what are the. We had, I believe, 10 or 12 different type of special inspections. And we did, we had done the Title 24 once before, but we had to do it again. Or and we had a lot of emails with our third-party evaluators, but they didn't do all the things that it was supposed to do. So we had to talk with them, and they did, they weren't familiar with the new thing that was required from us, so we had to find a different person. And that different person said we do all of them together, so we had to do them again and send them again and wait for them to clear and make sure this is the one. So the whole process took time. We were really trying to do it all the time, but it was, we didn't know exactly what was supposed to do. So every time we I went to the code enforcement, I just realized that, oh, this is what it means. Oh, this is what we have to do. So I had to go to the third-party evaluators and explain this is what it means. So the whole process took that much time.
I have one clarifying question.
Commissioner McLeese, can you request to speak? We have an order of... Oh, sorry. Sorry.
She can go first. I'm okay with it if others... Sorry. Go for it.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't...
I like the enthusiasm.
Okay. Yeah. I just had one question. In the written application, you had noted you were requesting relief from the monthly... costs associated with the delay. The monthly costs associated with the delay was written into there. The monthly monitoring fee, you were requesting some relief from the costs, but this morning I'm understanding that's not being requested and it's just an additional 30 days. Is that correct? In the written application that you filed, you noted that there was issues getting the notice sent to you by address change, and you were requesting relief from that monthly processing fee that was being assessed to you, the $5,900.
Yes, yes.
So, but in the summary and what I heard from you today, you're not requesting that, you're just asking for a 30-day extension? Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. I just turned it on.
So the order of abatement's not recorded as of yet because the appellant filed an appeal. So we don't start charging the bill. The bill accrues, but we don't send the bill until the order of abatement is actually recorded. So if you decide, if you do decide to give them an abeyance and they get the final inspection passed today, then we won't record the order of abatement, and then we will not send the bill. So in effect, they will get the fees waived. Does that make sense? Or?
Do you have any follow-up questions? Commissioner Newman.
Secretary Green, do you have a recommended timeline for abeyance? Do you think 60 days would be sufficient?
Oh, I think that's too much. I was going to ask you for 15.
15 is sufficient?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, great. That was my big question.
Commissioner Williams.
All right. For the appellant, you purchased the home in 2021, is that right?
Yes.
Why did you commence the remodel?
It was a very old house, and it's, for example, in the sunroom area, it didn't really have walls. It had, like, plastic. And the house was, it really needed, like, for example, there was, the soil is sand, so over time, it was kind of like not straight anymore, the ceiling, so we had to do a lot of, like, changing the columns or making sure that it's good, and it was really old.
Okay. I believe you mentioned that you and your husband purchased the home, is that right?
Yes.
Do you and your husband intend to make that your primary residency? Are you going to move in there?
Correct.
Okay. My question.
Can you speak a little bit to, I noticed there was an address change problem. Can you talk a little bit about what happened there?
We used to live in 1456 Clayton Street in San Francisco, and we were renting there, and we lived there for a year and a half, and then we moved to south part, to the area of Palo Alto because of my husband's job, and but even though we changed our address in the SF department area, our address for the place that the hearing takes the address from wasn't changed. So it was the initial address. And even though we had relationship with our landlord, no letter was delivered to us, or they didn't tell us anything. So after that, we messaged them, and they had discarded any email that we had. So we never received it. Therefore, then after that, we realized that there was this hearing, and it was actually one of the days that I went to the city to ask for questions, and I realized that, oh, the violation still is going on, and there's still things to be done about the violation. I didn't know. And that's how I realized. And then I talked with inspectors and people in code enforcement to figure out what was going on and what are the next steps.
So when was that gap? When the last time that you got any sort of mail from the department? When you went to the department to talk about, when you found out that you had these notices?
The last hearing was in, let me one second.
Is that the December hearing, the director's hearing in December?
The last hearing we didn't know about, right? So, for example, after that, I went to the code enforcement, and it was, and I brought, and I learned about it, and I brought, filled out forms the same day. Okay. And then I believe I received some information, and the hearing was scheduled after that for now.
Okay.
It was scheduled automatically, not by me.
Okay, that's helpful. Secretary Green, with the 15 days that you recommended, is that enough if there's any sort of, like, issue that comes up with, like, anything that needs to get remedied? Is that enough time?
Well, I'm presuming that everything is complete and they're going to pass inspection today, but obviously, you're right, there could be a correction notice that they'd have to make the repairs and then schedule a new inspection, so.
And if we have a 15-day...
15 days might be a little tight, yes.
Okay. Commissioner Alexander, to it.
My question is to the department. Is it our practice? I know we both mail and then post notifications on the property. Is it our practice to do that for director's hearings as well as for notices of violation?
Yes. We use the owner of record from the assessor's office, and then we also post it on the property. Because this isn't actually an unusual circumstance. People say they don't get the notice of violation, so that's why we do post it directly on the...
And do we know, was this one posted on the property?
I'm presuming it was, but I'll ask
thank you.
Chief Hernandez.
Yes, we have evidence that it was posted. And whenever we find out that there's a change of ownership, we always advise the new owner to work with the records office to actually make sure they change it. Mm-hmm. But we also get their information so we can mail out to the proper information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But we do post it, and we do have, we request our inspectors to have an affidavit signed that makes sure that they actually post the building and also take pictures of the building.
Thank you. I wanted to confirm that. And can you remind me what the notification period is?
It's for the hearing?
Yes.
It's 15 days before the hearing.
Okay.
We try to do it more than that,
yeah,
so that we have enough time for them to actually ask questions. If you have, why is it that we're getting this hearing and stuff?
Yeah, understood. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Commissioner Newman?
This is for the appellant. Did you go through the process of changing your address for all of the notifications?
I believe we changed the address in the DBI and our profile, login account profile. And while I was there, I filled out the form to change our address the same day.
And you were there when versus when the notice of violation went out?
I can't say exactly which day I went, but I believe it was a few days after the hearing had happened.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Commissioner Ming?
I have a question on the staff report. On the bottom of the second page under current status, it says the rear room remains unpermitted. Is that part of the inspection? Like, is that still unpermitted?
Yeah, so even though they pulled all their permits, they have revisions. The intent is once they final and they get a certificate, that room is going to become a legal room.
Or a legal room?
A legal, okay. Legal room.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I haven't heard anything that makes me think that the notice shouldn't be upheld, but being that staff is working with the appellant, it seems reasonable to allow for abeyance, and I think it's just a matter of how much time we think is appropriate.
Commissioner Williams?
I agree with that, and I think, you know, with the analysis here, staff didn't make an error, so we probably should have pulled it with that. But if we had to make a decision on modifying it, I'd probably vote to modify it. I think there's enough equitable considerations here to at least like waive cost if it came to that. This sounds like a a family trying to perform work on what they would want to be their residence and make it sort of like the dream home or something. So if it came down to it, I would think there'd be equitable considerations to waive costs, and you know, that's probably going to be a mooted issue if we're going to obey the order and modify it. I think if we're going to suggest a date, if it's, you know, probably 15 days is going to be sufficient, we should probably double it just in case. So I would say 30 days, but that's my opinion on it.
Costs are only assessed if...
Right.
Yeah.
Are you making a decision?
I was just editorial. I was just giving an opinion.
Okay.
There. just for the sake of saying if it really was something that maybe for future considerations or something. This is how I view these types of cases. So that's all. I was just sharing my thoughts on that.
Is that a motion?
Yeah. So move to... obey the order for 30 days?
Move to hold the order of abeyance and assessment of cause for 30 days. Oh, sorry, order of abatement, did I say? In a bit, sorry, let me start again. Move to hold the order of abatement and assessment of cost in abeyance for 30 days from the date of this hearing.
That's my motion.
Second.
So there's the motion by Commissioner Williams and the second by Commissioner Alexander Toot. And public comment? No public present. Do a roll call vote on the motion. President Chavez?
Yes.
Vice President Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner McLeese?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
The motion carries unanimously. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then ask for, you know, announce his name just in case he's outside.
Okay, we are going to go back to item one, case number 6951, 28 6th Street, complaint number 202-426-041. Owner of record and appellant, Joseph Benveniste. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the December 18th. 2024 order of abatement and assessment of costs, and another opportunity for the case to be heard.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Mauricio Hernandez, Chief Building Inspector for Code Enforcement. The case number is 2024-26041. The case number is the case was initiated in a response to a complaint alleging unpermitted construction activities at 28 6th Street. The complaint indicated that the former cafe was undergoing renovation work to convert the establishment to a market snack shop without obtaining necessary permits or approvals from the Department of Building Inspection or the Planning Department. The inspection findings as follows. Subsequent site inspections confirmed the following violations. Construction of a corrugated metal awning structure extending over the roof top patio installed without the required building permits or approval from the Planning Department. Ongoing tenant improvement work associated with permit application 2024-07227020 and 2024-07357773. These permits were filed but not yet issued at the time of inspection and still haven't been issued. Corrective action, legalize the rooftop awning, file and obtain a building permit with City Planning Department approval to legalize the expanded rooftop awning. The permit must explicitly reference the notice of violation. Second item, permit issuance for the tenant improvement permits. Secure the issuance of permits 2024-07220020 and permit application 2024-07035773 within 15 days and call for inspection. Final inspection and abatement, complete all permitted work and pass all required final inspections to fully abate the site violation. The current status is the awning still remains unpermitted. The other two permits have not been issued. The last update I can see was a note from planning. Which was in March of 2023, requesting the appellant to add more information in regards to that structure on the in the rooftop. So an order of abatement was issued with the conditions all permits required to compliance must be completed and final within 30 days. The appellant states that they are continuing to make efforts to expedite the correction of all issues. They request the notice of violation to be referred back to inspection services and that the issue of the inspection final permits 2024-07220020 and 2024-07357773 be separated into a new notice of violation from the Planning Department approval existing roof awning structure. The appellant firm requests that there is a new 30 and 60 day compliance timelines be issued for each and that CES fees be removed. So our recommendation is to uphold the order of abatement and impose a settlement of cost as the violation remains unresolved. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, is the appellant present? Okay, no. Good. Okay, wanted to read the statement. On July 14, 2025, notice of hearing was posted to the subject property and mailed to the property owner and appellant on July 10, 2025. A courtesy email was sent to the appellant with copies of the notice of hearing on July 29, 2025. Thus, notice was duly given under Section 3C of the AAB Rules of Procedure. Under SF Building Code Section 105A.2.8.1, if the appellant does not appear for a notice hearing, the order of abatement shall be immediately effective from the date the order was issued.
So because this person is not here, we are upholding the order of abatement. That is what
that's correct. Our under by law, it automatically, as long as notice was given, which as Sonia, Commissioner Secretary, indicated was provided. So you don't need to take action on this.
We don't need to vote or anything. Can we talk about it anyway?
I have questions for the department, but
only Kevin, the lawyer.
Yeah, you know, make a motion if you like.
We got a new commissioner. Maybe we could come off appeal, get some practice.
It sounds like this is closed. This item is closed.
Correct. So
we don't need to do anything.
The owner appellant failed to appear, notice was provided, and so under the building code, section 105A.2.8.1, the order of abatement is immediately effective from the date the order was issued.
Commissioner? I mean, I think this is obvious, but I just want to ask for the record. And we've not received any requests to extend or any communication from the owner. Okay.
No, we have not.
Is the appellant the owner or the tenant?
The appellant, I believe, is the design professional that's working for the tenant.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Okay, I think that's it for this item. No need to take action.
There are no other regular appeal cases.
It's still public comment.
Okay, public comment on case number 6951. There's no public present. There's no one logged in remotely, correct? Okay. So there's no public comment. So then that concludes that case.
Thank you.
And then item D is general public comment. Members of the public may address the board on matters that are within the board's jurisdiction and are not on today's agenda. Speakers shall address their remarks to the board as a whole and not to individual board members or department personnel. There's no public present, so no public comment. Item E, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second. All commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So the meeting is adjourned. It is 10:14 a.m. We will take our recess and reconvene as the Building Inspection Commission at 10:30 a.m. Thank you.